You're listening to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests are here from the Alaska Design Forum. Welcome, Christine Carpenter and Tormod Amundsen.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Hello. Christine, will you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about the current lecture series, Polar Shift?
Sure. My name is Christine Carpenter, and I am on the board for the Alaska Design Forum. We are a nonprofit that functions here in Alaska. We have events in Anchorage, Fairbanks, and Juneau. We bring guest lecturers from around the world, world-class designers, to come to Alaska to talk about their work in order to further the discussion of design across Alaska and within Alaska. This year, every year we pick a different theme, and this year it's Polar Shift. The idea came about because we're obviously dealing with in Alaska, it's quite obvious, but we're dealing with a lot of changes up here, both climate and technology and all sorts of different changes that are happening in our world. And we really wanted to ask designers to come and talk to us Alaskans about how they're dealing with that rapid change and in their design fields and in their expertise. And so far, this is our fifth lecture this season. And so far, it's been really good. I think all of the lectures have been brought some really interesting things to the table, and we're really excited about tonight's lecture, too.
Yeah, so, Tormod, welcome to Juneau. Where are you visiting from?
Well, thank you very much. I'm visiting from Vardø. It's a small fishing village, actually, in the furthest northeast of Norway.
Wow.
So it's quite a travel getting there.
Yes, to come to a place that's probably not terribly different from there, maybe a little further south.
You know, I've been walking around today, like strolling around the harbor, strolling around a little bit in the forest, and it's surprisingly similar to Norway, like the sceneries, the kind of fjord landscape. It's very similar to Norway, actually.
That's great.
I kind of feel at home already.
Oh, good. I'm so glad to hear that. I was wondering if you could introduce yourself a little bit more to our listeners. Tell us about Biotope, which is your firm.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so I run a small architecture practice. We're now five architects. We're kind of I guess we're quite a specialist company in a way, because we only work with nature-related projects. We don't do regular housing. We don't do regulation plans. We don't do, any just generalist approach. We really focus on nature-related projects, and that ranges all the way from small community, rural community building, and based on nature-based tourism, ecotourism. So we work a lot with nature conservation. So we work with the bird watching, nature conservation organizations. And basically what we try to do as architects is to try and connect people with nature. That's a key purpose of what we're doing.
I think our last guest would have been super interested in all the work that you've done, particularly these bird hides, which are structures you can kind of be in and birds... and watch birds basically with being rather like unnoticed by them. Will you say more about those structures?
Well, that's kind of at the core of what we do, are designing bird hides. Or I know you guys call them bird blinds.
Bird blinds.
It's basically the same. So there's essentially small structures that kind of hide you a little bit away from the birds so that you don't disturb them. Because if you think of birds, they look at people as predators. I mean, we've got two eyes facing forward, so they're seeing, when they see people, they are basically thinking, oh, that's a predator. So if you hide people away a little bit, birds will become much more tolerant towards people. And that's a key part of what we do. That's not only the only thing. I mean, we've kind of started the company 10 years ago in Vardø, in this little fishing village where I now live. And developing bird watching as an ecotourism niche for that region has been a key part kickstarting the economy in a small community that suffered greatly. It was in 2009. Vardø was actually ranked as the worst community in Norway in terms of business.
Oh, jeez.
And it was a place where people struggled a lot because of downsizing in the fishing economy. And people were really struggling to find a new way of life. And a lot of people had moved away. And basically, I moved to that town with the idea of becoming an architect, because I moved there straight out of architecture school. because I was most afraid of becoming an architect that worked with all kinds of projects. I really wanted to work with nature strictly. So I thought I have to move to this a place where I can really make a difference based on being very interested in nature and birds and nature photography and all kinds of wildlife, and basically use that passion that I have for wildlife, combine it with my toolbox, I see it as an architect, and try and be a part of transforming a community based on that.
And it sounds like you've made a difference.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel very privileged now to be a part of having made a big difference in the community, because we see the economical situation in the community is it's far better than right. Than just a few years ago. And also I think local people's understanding and appreciation of nature has also widened quite a lot. I think previously it was like a fishing community that was very more narrowly focused on fishing, and when that crashed in a way, I think a lot of people also lost their belief in the town and the community and the resources that they had available. And I think what we've been a part of is raising the awareness of a more holistic view of nature, and also returning an appreciation of the nature in the town. And I think that's been that feels fantastic to be a part of doing something like that.
Are you a bird watcher yourself?
Yes, very much so. Yeah, I was a birder first, and then, birder, then yes, an architect. Birder first.
I think that I'm not being an expert here, but I really think that shows in your designs, which are so beautiful, by the way.
Thank you.
At all the pictures on your website. They are gorgeous, and you can go online and look at those too. biotope.org.uk. That's the right one.
That's our UK website.
Yeah.
And we also have a Norway website, which is biotope.no.
They're incredible. They're very striking and simple, but just like so aesthetically pleasing and really blend in with the landscape. Mm. They're functional and beautiful. So folks can hear more about that in your talk tonight. Christine, when and where will that be?
Yeah, so please come tonight. It's at 6:00 at the Hangar Ballroom. Last lecture, we changed venues to that location, and it seems to have been really productive there, and there'll be drinks there. So please come.
Excellent. Anything you'd like to add, Tormund? We're almost out of time.
Well, I'm just very excited to be here. I'm actually, this is my second visit to Alaska. I was here in 2015, where I actually spent a month traveling around everywhere from Kenai Peninsula to Nome or to Gambell in Alaska. So I'll tell a little bit about my explorations and thoughts from there as well. So
that's fantastic. Thanks so much for being here today, and have a great time this evening.
Thank you.
Thanks, Shelley.